Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pat Stone and we're really going to be talking about backyards. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good and hope you are the same. I know you are really busy because you told me you're just getting ready to get your quarterly, not a newsletter, magazine out to folks. And that's one of the things we want to talk about. It's called Green Prints. So what kind of things do people see when they get your magazine?
Well, Green Prints is completely different from any other garden magazine. On a bad day, I wonder why I thought it up. On a good day, I'm blessed beyond belief. Green Prints is a weeder's digest. It's people's personal garden stories. It's not a how-to magazine. Because we garden for the fruit, we garden for the flowers, but we also garden for the satisfaction, the encouragement, the love, being outdoors, the nurturing plants, all those, the healing, all those other intangible benefits. And what I do is share people's true personal stories of those, funny ones, inspiring ones, heartwarming ones, from all over the country, all over the world. I've been doing it for 30 years.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background because, as you say, this is a different take on gardening, and it's one of the reasons that I wanted to visit with you, because people are working really hard. But, you know, what got you to this point? What has been your gardening experience and your life experience up to this point?
Right. Well, I used to be the garden editor of Mother Earth Youth, which was kind of the original how-to country living magazine, real popular in the 80s and 90s. And I was there for a dozen years. After about 12 years, I was thinking, you know, I've been telling people when to prune their raspberries, you know, how to plant their broccoli, and this, that's super important. You have to have the recipes of garden. You have to have the instructions. We all need it. We all need more. But it's not the only thing gardening's about. Gardening's all about, also about this relationship. So when they fired us all from our magazine jobs and moved to New York, it wasn't a good move for the Mother of Muse, but it's since moved out to Ogden, Kansas. It's been great. When they did that, I didn't want to move my family. I had job offers away from where I live, which is in western North Carolina in the mountains. I didn't want to move and move my kids. So I said, well, I'll start this magazine. And it's not easy to start a magazine. It's just my wife and I. We work out of our home. And I've had so much support from readers, so much support from garden businesses that have helped me along in garden media that I'm still doing it 30 years later.
And you share in a number of ways. You put all of this into the magazine, but when I looked at your website, I see you travel all over the country talking to all kinds of gardening groups and dental groups, and I don't know what other kind of groups. Tell us a bit about, I know how you got started because people loved your magazine, but tell us a bit about that part of your life.
Well, I'm blessed, you know, I get to perform gardening. Once again, I'm not a next slide, please kind of guy. I'm a guy who gets out there and inspires you and entertains you and tells you humorous stories and even works in a garden song or two on my mandola. So I get to share that. And it's the upbeat person, the fun person, not the instructional person. That's the niche I have. And it's great fun. I'm very, very fortunate.
Yes. And I think it was interesting that there were several of those groups that were dental groups. And I'm thinking, okay, when we go to the dentist's office, we can think about Green Prints and Pat Stone and make us think about something other than why we're there at the dentist's office. Just thought that was really interesting, Pat. Well, there's another thing I noticed that you recommend a number of books, but you've also been really important in one of those books called the Soup for the Soul. Tell me a little. That's
chicken
not,
soup. Chicken
thank
soup
you.
For the gardener's soul.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a whole wonderful chicken soup series, and I got to, along with them, four of the people make the chicken soup for the gardener's soul story book, which is great because you got to work. We went through 500 stories, you know, and edited 100. It was great fun to work on and get these stories from all over the country. One of my favorites is if you subscribe to Green Prints, you'll get it in the first special bonus publication we send you. It's called A Veteran's Garden. About a guy who came back from Vietnam and was so frustrated and angry and confused that he couldn't talk to people. He couldn't talk at all. He just could lose his temper. And one day he saw his father, who'd been in the Army, talking to his fruit trees in his garden. And he realized, I should do that. So he grew a garden, but he spent the whole first year yelling at it. What's wrong with you? Lighten up, will you? Get over it, okay? And then after a year of nurturing his plants and feeling them nurture him back, he got so he could talk to his garden, sing to his garden, and finally to his own family. So his garden healed him and made him a whole person again. The rain sent me overseas, but it took gardening to bring me home.
Wonderful stories. And people who are familiar with those books know that they are ones that make you laugh and ones that make you cry and some that are probably very inspiring. And that's kind of the way your magazine Green Prints goes, too.
Very much, very similar. I have a little wider range. I can take all sorts of essays and all sorts of topics. Chicken Soup's pretty tight on its formula, which has been very successful for them. So I have a little more freedom. And I get to use beautiful art. Every story has original illustrations, 14 different illustrators all over the country who I've worked with for decades. And, you know, stories need illustrations. They don't need photographs. And so it works out great as a wonderful combination. Like I said, I'm really fortunate to do it. Right now, I'm deadlining. I'm going to finish the summer issue today. Putting those little stories and those little pieces of art together, it's a present to me that then I get to pass on to everybody else.
And mentioning art, some of it is beautiful, but you also have cartoons.
Well, I have humorous art to go with the humorous stories.
Yes.
And once upon a time, I sent out a survey to all our subscribers saying, you know, what did you like about this issue? What do you see, want more of, less of? And the number one request was more humor, because gardeners, I think, especially need the opportunity to laugh at themselves, because, you know, we all make so many mistakes. We all kill plants. We all have committed planticide, and we all mess up. And so they like humor stories, particularly ones where the person's laughing at themselves over a mistake they made. And I get to work with illustrators who are great at humorous art, great at doing humorous stories. So I always make sure I have at least 5 funny stories an issue. I always put those in.
That's great. We need those laughs for a lot of reasons now. And I was just hearing today a report on the radio that said one of our major seed companies sold more seeds in the month of March than they have in their entire history. What does that say about people?
Well, of course, right now everybody's basically, you know, placed at home, staying at home. And everybody has a little concern about our food supply. And so you have, A, the time, and, B, the desire to grow a garden. And I'm really all for this. I think it's terrific. I'm glad to see this kind of momentum in gardening increase. I'm a little nervous about the fact that people who haven't gardened before may find it either intimidating or they may find it, you know, hard to do, because gardening is both easy and hard. It sort of depends. So my 2 pieces of advice to people about gardening. One, or no, 2 or 3. 1, do it. Dig a hole. Stick a plant in the ground. Do it. 2, if you're growing vegetables, don't start with too big a garden. 10 by 20 is fine. Because during the summer, when all the weeds come in, it's easy to get overwhelmed and get discouraged and want to give up. And if you're a flower gardener, and this was the number one mistake I ever heard from gardeners, don't plant an invasive plant. Somebody gives you a plant because they have too many of them. Ask yourself, why do they have too many of them? Because you can stick it in the ground, and it'll spread throughout your garden, and you'll never get rid of it. But don't start with too big. Don't start with invasives, and you'll have things you won't regret later.
And I guess I would just add to that, Pat, because my background is Iowa State University, that there are tons of sources of information, but maybe not the best ones are on blogs and Facebook and so on. Go to your state's university, and they will have a horticulture center. And most of them have things online, easy to see, easy to print out, and that's a good place for advice.
And local gardeners, people who live near you.
Thank
they
you.
Know the local conditions.
Maybe we should talk about Master Gardeners. That's a local source.
Master Gardeners are terrific. Master Gardeners are a great source of information. I'm glad you are one. And when I get to speak, I've always feel like Master Gardeners are my best audience because they get it. They're down-to-earth people with a real passion for gardening. We like to have fun. So I'm a big fan of Master Gardeners.
Okay. Well, Pat, it's great to have someone like you who is really emphasizing all of those side benefits. And I always think about kids in the garden and at all ages, all those benefits that you've mentioned that we need to be reminded sometimes when we're out there getting at the weeds and when it's 90 degrees.
And here we are. And here we are in a time that's stressful. We're all a little more anxious than normal. You know?
Yeah. So,
with good reason. Nothing consoles like pulling weeds.
Yeah, that's for sure. Pat, I didn't ask you, and we need to tell people, how can they learn more about print, green prints, and how they could they get the magazine if they would like to have that?
Okay. The easiest way is to go to our website, greenprints, like thumbprints with an S, .com, greenprints.com. You'll see sample stories, you'll see illustrations, you get a real feel for the magazine because it is different.
Okay.
It's $24.95 per year. That'll include a bonus Weeders Reader special best of issue. Makes a great present for Mother's Day for anybody who you know is isolated at home. Greenprints.com.
All right. We want to thank you so much, Pat Stone, for just reminding us about all of the great things that happen when you are gardening. And someone else has said many things grow in the garden that were never sown there.